With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A date has been set for a special meeting coming up next week.
President Biden will welcome President-elect Trump back to the White House in a few days. President Joe Biden extended the invitation in a congratulatory call with President-elect Trump earlier this week.
I assured him that I'd direct my entire administration to work with his team to ensure a peaceful and orderly transition.
And that will begin this Wednesday when the two leaders meet in the Oval Office. While the post-election meeting is traditional, Trump did not host Biden for the get-together after the Republican lost the election in 2020. I'm Shelley Adler.
Also at SRNnews.com, another Russian attack on Ukraine turning deadly.
Ukrainian officials say one person died and over a dozen people wounded, including two children, when a Russian drone hit a residential area in the port city of Odessa. Odessa administration footage captures the aftermath of the strike, with high-rise buildings in two residential complexes, private houses, the warehouses of a private company, and dozens of private cars severely damaged. Russia's mounting an intensified aerial campaign that Ukrainian officials say they need more Western help to counter. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A defense official at the Pentagon will appeal a military judge's ruling. The plea agreements struck by the alleged mastermind of the September 11 attacks 23 years ago and two of his co-defendants are valid. The judge's ruling had voided Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's order to throw out the deals. Stocks cruising to more records as they close their best week in a year. S&P 500 Friday rose 0.4%. This is SRN News. A major effort underway to spread the gospel.
The Global Church Network's plan is to set up 800 training hubs for Christian leaders all around the world in hopes of providing the kind of guidance that will be needed to achieve the organization's goal of fulfilling the Great Commission by the year 2030. GCN says so far it's managed to establish 200 of those training hubs on six of the seven continents. The latest hubs have been opened in South Africa and the Balkans. In all, additionally, 1 million pastors will be trained. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
American school kids getting more days off now as cities, counties, and states recognize the holidays of minority religious groups. In New York, public school students have a day off to mark the holiday of Diwali, celebrated by Hindus. Diwali joins other holidays on the school calendar in New York, and those days where the kids will be off include Rosh Hashanah, Lunar New Year, and several others. This is SRN News. Well, authorities destroying tens of thousands of pounds of marijuana plants at greenhouses in northwestern New Mexico.
Authorities say dozens of agents were assigned to eradicate the plants in October. State regulators had started the process of revoking the license of NNK Equity, having filed a noncompliance order and a default order earlier this year. The company was accused of not posting its licenses on site, failing to obtain water rights for cultivation, and violating sanitation and health requirements.
And as correspondent Jeremy House reporting, it has been a violent weekend so far in Minnesota. A man shot and killed four people, then took his own life. Three people have been killed, several wounded, when a suspect opened fire in an apartment in Pennsylvania. And five people have been shot and wounded in a Virginia restaurant. More details at SRNnews.com.